If you're heading out for some fishing along the state's many trout streams, this is the sound you'll likely hear. But in one rather secluded wildlife area, you may also hear this. Goats. Yes, goats. 64 of them, to be exact. DNR District Wildlife Supervisor Jim Jansen describes the area where the goats will be working for the next 3 months.
We're on Ensign Hollow Creek. It's a catch-and-release brown trout stream located in Clayton County. And we're looking at lots of vegetation that's making it difficult for fishermen to fish.
Jansen and fisheries biologist Dan Kirby are working together on the project on a 7-acre patch of Ensign Hollow's 40-acre management area. Kirby explains the dense vegetation, especially in this spot, is not friendly for traditional mowing equipment.
We can get to parts of it, but we can't get to all of it because a lot of it's steep banks and it's just not safe, or you can't get a tractor on it at all. The goats can get on the banks. They can get to those areas where we can't get a tractor in. They don't worry about the steep banks like we have to worry about the tractors.
The goats, along with two miniature donkeys who act as guards chasing away predators, have been hauled here from Delaware County by Dustin Wall of Twin Pines Farm. Wall says in addition to being able to navigate the steep terrain, the goats eat what other animals won't.
Nettles, poison ivy, a lot of leaves off of trees, they like that. They'll trim it up about 6.5 feet, so everybody will be able to walk through it real easily then. The grass, they'll leave most of that until they get done with everything else.
When the goats wrap up their assignment in September, Kirby says the ideal result will be a much more user-friendly spot.
We can have a really good trout stream, but if people can't get to it, it's really not a fishery. It's just fish in a stream in a sense. And so we're trying to improve that area so people can use it more, and that way it's a better fishery.
Jim Jensen says even though the goats are in the area, most of Ensign Hollow is still open, and it's clearly marked.
There are signs at both of the accesses that advise people not to even go on the area while the goats are there. There's an electric fence around it. It's kind of hard to get over. They're not going to be there long, and we have the other part of the stream open for use while the goats are on the other paddock.
This is the first time the DNR has used goats for clearing vegetation. Dan Kirby says renting the herd is likely cheaper than fueling and maintaining the mowers.
I think they're going to do a better job probably just because they can get to more of the area. But, how much it costs versus how much it costs us to mow, we'll have to look at all that and decide in the end if it's the right thing to do over the long term.
Kirby and Jensen agree the project is certainly better for the environment than burning, applying chemicals, or plowing it under. At Ensign Hollow in Clayton County, I'm Pat Blank, Iowa Public Radio News.